Here's Jim Thome, and the pitch to Jimmy is hit high and deep to right center field. Looking up and gone! Into the bleachers in right center. Jim Thome jumped on the first pitch. Whitman is hit on the ground to third. Blake has it, tags the bag for one, throws to second for two. Hey, triple play! They turned a triple play! Do you believe that? As Drubal Cabrera to Victor Martinez, a triple play! Oh, my!
As Mike Hegan there calling something, and I guess as a broadcaster, maybe calling a triple play is kind of a, you know, is a unique thing that you don't always get to do. But when you're watching the baseball games, as they will tell you, anything can happen on that. We're joined by Bob DiBiase of the Cleveland Indians this morning to talk and remember a little about Mike Hegan, who passed away on Christmas Day. Good morning, Bob. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Good morning. Yes, an incredibly sad day. Christmas morning is, you know, Mike Hegan. We were very lucky to call him one of our own. Spent over 50 years devoted to baseball, although I think his entire 71 years of life were devoted to baseball. Born in 1952 right here in Cleveland. His father, the great Jim Hegan, he had a chance to grow up in the locker room and shag flies at Cleveland Municipal Stadium, was a three-sport all-star at St. Ignatius, drafted by the Yankees, played 12 years in the big leagues, lucky to have a 30-plus year broadcasting career. So, again, just a terrific man, and we were very fortunate that we could call him one of our own.
Bob, not a lot of players make a smooth transition from the field to the broadcast booth. Take us through that and how Mike did it so well.
Well, one of the things that Mike did a little bit differently than most, because most athletes go from the field to the broadcast booth and they're ticketed to just be color analysts and do the X's and O's, if you will. But Mike, at the tail end of his playing career with the Milwaukee Brewers, he played 12 years in the big leagues, and at the tail end of that career, he worked as a weekend news anchor, sports anchor for a local Milwaukee television station. So he learned what it was to be a broadcaster. And that's just the way he went about his professional life, a very respectful, very professional man. But he got his start doing weekend sports at a local Milwaukee television station, and then so he was ready when his baseball career was over and a transition to the broadcast booth. And the uniqueness about him is that he was able to do play-by-play, that ability that he garnered from, you know, working in front of the TV camera. He had the unique ability for a player that transitioned to broadcasting to do both play-by-play and the color analyst job.
Well, make yourself as versatile as possible, you know, that way no matter what job opens up, you're there and ready to go.
Absolutely. And again, he was one that understood what it was all about at the tail end of his baseball career. He's one that, you know, saw that, hey, you know, this might be the end of it for me as a player. What's the second career going to be all about? One thing he did do, he was ahead of his time. He owned a sports academy, batting cages, and in Milwaukee. Are you guys familiar with the comedian Frank Caliendo at all?
Oh, sure. He does a killer John Madden impression. I remember.
Yeah. Well, actually, Frank, as a junior high kid, worked for Mike. Frank grew up in Milwaukee, and he worked at Mike's spot. But again, now there's so many of these batting cages and training centers out there. Mike had one of the very first ones in Milwaukee. Again, ahead of his time, always thinking about what was next. But just a terrifically professional guy. Wonderful guy to be around.
It's interesting, too. Many people who of a certain generation only know him as a broadcaster, but the fact that he actually was an all-star, he was in a, won a World Series. I mean, there's a lot of those things that major leaguers maybe never even get, and he got both of that as well. So
yeah, funny stories he would always tell about the being a member of the Seattle Pilots and how they transitioned to become the Milwaukee Brewers. One of the stories that I loved hearing him tell was when he was trying to become a big league player, his father ended up, you know, being a coach for the Yankees and a scout, and how the Seattle Pilots actually tried to get his father to unretire and come back and play for a year because they wanted a veteran backup catcher that could really help teach the coaching staff or the pitching staff. And that would have made the Higgins the first ever father-son combo to play in the big leagues. It ended up being the Seattle Mariners having Ken Griffey Sr. and Ken Griffey Jr. being the first father-son combo in the history of baseball. But it was almost the Higgins that turned that trick.
Odd that would be both in Seattle where this would be taking place. I don't know what that...
Exactly.
I got to find out more about the Pilots because they only lasted like a season or something in there, I guess. They weren't there
very long. And you know, the stories he would tell about the move to Milwaukee was... I don't have my history lesson on the top of my head, but it might have been less than a month before the season started where they were supposed to start the season in Seattle, but instead they started the season in Milwaukee, and all the family scrambling to change living arrangements and things of that nature and getting uniforms together and things of that nature. So, but Mike, you know, was always there to tell a story. One of the great things was being able to walk in the booth a half hour before the game and just chat with he and Tom about what they thought, and specifically what Mike thought about that night's pitching matchup from the former player perspective, what that series was all about, and just for 20 plus years treated Indians fans to tremendous work as a broadcaster.
Bob, I've got a thing, too. It was special for Mike because he hung around the team as a little kid with his dad, and then years later he had a chance to actually do the games on the radio.
Yeah, and one of the things that we talked about was how special it would have been for him to play for the Indians, to put on that Indians uniform and run around Cleveland Municipal Stadium as a member of the tribe. It never happened, but again, over a 12-year career, playing with a few teams, as you said, he was an all-star 1 year. He won the World Series in 72 with the Oakland A's. So he had a very fulfilling major league career, but it would have been pretty cool if he could have matched up with his dad. And been, I think there's six father-son combos in the history of the tribe. It would have been cool to have them be one of those.
Well, you know, the way the players don't stick around too much, when you're a broadcaster, you become tied to the team, you know, stronger into the community than really any player can ever become.
Yeah, especially if you do it for as many years as Mike did. And, again, I think he and Tom Hamilton provided, the very best in the broadcasting tandem that the Indians have ever had on radio. They're just so entertaining. Their relationship, their close friendship came through the airwaves so easily and smoothly. The laughter and the fun that those two had each and every night calling a terrific baseball, you know, the move to Jacobs Field and all the things that we were able to accomplish. Mike and Tom brought it to us, and they were just so expertly the way they went about it.
Yeah, they complemented each other well, and we got some coming up in a little bit. We're going to play some of the funny bits, the things that occur, especially on those games in Seattle. Maybe it's something about the weather when you're out there at 1 o'clock in the morning and you know the games are not going as well as they were. Sometimes the broadcaster just keeps you listening and tuned in just because you know they're at least you're not alone. There's someone out there in doing it with the game as well. Bob, we're going to talk with you again soon coming up. I know also Tribe Fest is not too far away. 2014 is almost here, and another season of Indians baseball upon us. And then when we get closer, we'll be chatting again as the season progresses. We appreciate your time this morning, Bob. Thank you very much.
You got it, gentlemen. Have a great weekend.